justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Regardless of one's age, there is a living heritage, adventures, experience, and memories to share. So be sure to show how much you care by remembering an elderly family member, friend, or neighbor, by a ride to church, a trip shopping, or better yet, take the time to visit. Learn about life from the most experienced people in the world and make a difference. That's from Brush Housing Authority, reminding listeners for housing programs, call 970-845-5046. That's 970-845-5046. Brush Housing Authority on the air, because they care.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Dr. Ellie Dorf is a general practitioner from Southern California who treats patients who have serious medical problems. And I'd like to give you a little of the background. We see an increasing incidence of Alzheimer's disease. We see an increasing incidence of autism. We see an awful lot of people with chronic diseases in America today. And some of these involve the brain, some of them involve the immune system, some of them involve the reproductive system. And you go from doctor to doctor and nobody can figure out what's wrong with you. Well, there are a number of things, and I'm going to talk specifically here about the brain and why we see so many people whose brains are not functioning as they should, and why Alzheimer's disease and autism are on the rise, but of course this overlaps to many other diseases as well. And of course it has to do with the brain, has to do with chronic inflammation of the brain, and the constant challenge of the immune system of the body as a whole. Now, what precipitates the chronic inflammation of the brain? Well, the metals, the heavy metals and light metal poisoning. And there's a little mnemonic, A, B, C, D, not a mnemonic, but aluminum and lead. Lead is PB, and then there's cadmium. And then, of course, there's the mercury that we get from our fillings, dental fillings. And then, of course, what we get from the drinking water, which is fluoride. So it's aluminum, lead, cadmium, mercury, and the fluoride. And those will produce chronic inflammation. They will poison the body, poison the immune system. But, of course, once you get the inflammation in the brain, well, your brain doesn't function well. Then, of course, we have the biological toxins, and that would be the herbicides, the insecticides, the pesticides, and of course we're constantly deluged with these various chemicals in cosmetics. They have them in food. They have all sorts of things certainly within our diet that they know are poisonous, and yet nothing is done to stop them. And then, of course, we have certainly as far as the brain is concerned, if you get a concussion, it sets off an inflammatory process in your brain, and sometimes it just doesn't get better. They had a program on 60 Minutes the other night about all these girls soccer players who had concussions, and some of them just have constant headaches, or their brains don't work. And, of course, this is what happens sometimes to football players, to fighters. You start the inflammation of the brain, and it just persists. And then, of course, finally you have the diseases. And they've created all sorts of terrible new diseases. And whether it would be the chronic fatigue or the fibromyalgia or the Lyme's disease or Gulf War illnesses. And these are related to new diseases that have been created. Certainly Lyme disease originated next to Lyme, Connecticut at the Biological Warfare Laboratory there on Plum Island in the inlet right across from Lyme, Connecticut. And it started out in a very limited fashion in Lyme, Connecticut. It was in the ticks, but it spread all across America. It's infected millions of people. And this was a bizarre experiment put out by our military, Plum Island, they were working on how they would be able to infect insects that would infect the public. Well, they've done a great job. Of course, basically, they're not simply the Borrelia spirochete. There are a number of new forms of mycoplasma. They've developed chlamydia they're able to utilize a brucella, a type of virus, and they are infecting people all across America with these various diseases. They know what they're doing, but of course they want to reduce the health of the people, and they're concealing what's going on. We know some of what's going on. We catch glimpses of it here, there, and there, elsewhere, but some of the work of Dr. Garth Nicholson. And Dr. Nicholson had actually, he was a professor, a tenured professor at the Anderson Clinic, HB Anderson Clinic in Houston, affiliated with the University of Texas. And at that time, people were coming to him from a place called Huntsville in Texas, where they had a prison, and there were epidemics of multiple sclerosis and epidemics of Lou Gehrig's disease. Well, these diseases don't appear in epidemic form. I mean, you might have occasional cases there, but there were lots of cases, and they were certainly rampant in Huntsville. And so as they checked it out, it was all related to bizarre experiments that they were doing in Huntsville, and they had infected the prisoners there. And then they were trying various vaccines. And, of course, the diseases that they spread in Huntsville, these chronic mycoplasma disease, had gotten out. They got into the guards. They got into the guards' families. They got into whole neighborhoods, and everybody was infected. And people were dying, and prisoners were dying. Well, certainly as far as the other prisoners who were dying was concerned. If a prisoner dies in prison, the body is to be taken to the state pathologist, and he's to examine him. But these bodies were not taken to the state pathologist. They were taken to military laboratories for examination. And when the state pathologists, several of whom had been Dr. Nicholson's students, medical students, when they complained, why the pathologists were killed. Well, that, of course, created quite a serious situation. And, let's hope we get Dr. Ellis on it. The story is told in Project Data. Carry the book, Project Data. Give it a call,
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon, we were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, vice president for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at the Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of the Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's the Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Now, we were talking about these chronic diseases, many of which are manufactured and brought on certainly by the chemicals we're exposed to. This is what happened over the Gulf War. The Gulf War illness certainly overlaps all these other chronic diseases, and like chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, Lyme disease, there's myriad. We have a new disease out there called Morgellons, they all seem to be interrelated in many different respects as far as the symptom complex, which really begins with aching joints, and then the people will have a brain fog. They just can't think and think clearly. Many of them have colitis with intestinal upset. They will certainly have lack of energy. They may have neurological diseases. They'll have chronic fatigue. Those are the symptom complex. And there's so many people with these conditions already plaguing them. Well, we'd hope to have Dr. Ellie Thorpe, because she treats a lot of these people. And, of course, she checks her patients regularly for heavy metals, and she finds that, or metals, that aluminum is not, and fluoride is not considered heavy metals, but they are extremely toxic, as, of course, is the mercury, the lead, the cadmium, which are so frequently found in people. Of course, we're seeing more and more of the aluminum associated with the aerial spraying, and more and more people are having the toxic effects of the lead and fluoride. Now that they're putting hydrofluorosilicic acid, which contains both lead and fluoride, into the drinking water routinely. Basically, of course, what Dr. Ellithorpe does, chelates the patients using mercurial suppositories. But then she uses, as the bulwark of her treatment, something called Propax, with NT factor, and it's multivitamins over the essential lipids that are so necessary to repair the membranes of the mitochondria in the cells, which are pretty poisoned by all of the processes we named. Of course, Propax does advertise with radioactivity. If you can pick up their telephone number from our advertisements, if you listen, or I certainly go to my website, radioliberty.com, where we have a link to their website. It's called Protax, Pro, packs with NT factor, and certainly it's been developed with the full support of Dr. Nicholson, and they've done clinical studies, and they've found that a great number of people have clinical improvement. It doesn't get you 100% well. His ProPax doesn't treat the cause of the disease. It treats the result of the disease. But you want to get patients feeling better, and this is an excellent way to do it. So if you are interested in knowing more, let me suggest you go to my website, radioliberty.com, scroll down on the home page to ProPax with NT factor, and you can get to their webpage and get their information. Well, we hope to have Dr. Ellensdorf with us this morning, but that doesn't seem to be. She's going to be here, so let's hear from you. Our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524, and we depend on you to call in when we don't have anything prepared, and our guest doesn't show up this morning. But I talked to the scheduler yesterday. I assumed that Dr. Ellensdorf would be with us. She's not, so it's up to you. 877-254-7524. We can talk about these diseases, how the ProPax with NT factor, and the NT factor has to do with repairing the lipid membrane of both of the cells and of the mitochondria. The mitochondria are like little batteries within the cells, and if they get damaged, then they don't produce energy, and you feel chronic fatigue. If you can get the membranes repaired, why then the mitochondria begin functioning properly, and because you'll get your energy back. So that is the whole rationale. And according to Dr. Nicholson, who is an excellent researcher, why, of course, he believes that this really does help people. Now, certainly, if you, for treatment, some of the people will need chronic treatment or long treatment with various antibiotics and probiotics, and they certainly have to be chelated to get rid of the chronic metals, but you can cut back on the inflammation of the brain with the autistic child. You can cut back on the inflammation of the brain of the Alzheimer's patients, and we're going to be doing some very interesting programs with Dr. Bruce Fife, who's written a book, Stop Alzheimer's Now. I just got an email from him, and we're going to be scheduling him certainly in June. Looking forward to talking to him. He's does an excellent job on Alzheimer's disease, which is plaguing so many people and is related to the four elements we talked to this morning: A for aluminum and other metal poisonings, B for the biologicals, C for the concussion, and D, of course, for the disease and the vaccination. And it is repeated vaccines. Every time you vaccinate someone, where you set off a inflammatory response in their brain, they're giving a lot of these children three or four vaccines in the nursery, and we're starting the inflammatory process in the brain. And just about the time the brain gets ready to recover, they give them another series of vaccines. And, of course, this sets up chronic inflammation of the brain. And, of course, this is what produces the autism. It's certainly the aluminum and the mercury and the other things, the aspartame and the MSG and the vaccines, also will prime the brain for the inflammation. They know exactly what they're doing. These people hate children, and they are destroying their brains, and they hate the elderly, and they're destroying their brains with Alzheimer's disease. Everything I've told you today is based on solid, scientific studies. Most scientists don't know about it. Most doctors don't know about it. You need to get the information. Some of our interviews with Dr. Blaylock go into great detail on just the things I've talked to you about, and you can get those DVDs. We have a four-tape set on Alzheimer's disease, which actually contains interviews with Dr. Blaylock, where he will talk to you about the things that we've just covered. And if you'd like to get that excellent four-tape set on Alzheimer's disease, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And if you'd like to just call in this morning, you have a question or comment, why AI number here is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. I got my email just before I came on the air here from my friend John Quirk, who spent 30 years with the CIA, now runs a financial recovery unit. He's moving from Florida to Paris. Of course, he's getting out of the United States because he's firmly convinced there's going to be social unrest here. In fact, many intelligence agents, former intelligence agents, have been told to leave the United States because of what's coming down the line. But he was giving us a heads up on what's happening. He said that Europe as a whole is going to be deteriorating into real financial problems and social unrest, that Greece is going to be forced to leave the euro, and probably Spain, Portugal, or Italy will be close, or all of them will be close behind. And that means that the euro is going to break up. Now, remember what Chris, Ken Fromm told Lindsey Williams, and I believe this is true because Lindsey had told me at the time, and that is that when the euro begins to break up, you've got 2 weeks to get out of the dollar. Why? Because there are going to be catastrophic problems with the dollar. Now, right now, the people in Europe are frightened to death. They don't know what to do with their currency. And they're sending their currency to the United States, thinking our currency is stable. It is not. And right now, it looks pretty good compared to the possibility that the euro is going to collapse. But, of course, down the line, the dollar is going to get into real problems as well. And so they're going to lose 50 to 75% of its value. Now, what John Quirk said in his email to me this morning, is that the European currencies are going to be reestablished, and they're going to lose 50 to 70% of their value, which means, of course, that people over in Europe will lose 50 to 70% of their life savings. And that's why they're frantically getting their money out of the euro and shipping it to the United States, which is not the best place. I mean, there's certain places where there are tax havens and currency havens where the currencies are stable. The Isle of Man, certainly Austria, is pretty good shape. Liechtenstein, and Switzerland, where the currencies are stable. But the average person doesn't know that, and so they're shipping their money to the United States. And when our currency gets into trouble, and we lose 50 to 70% of its value, why, these people are going to be impoverished as well. We're moving into a financial Armageddon, and most people have no idea of what is happening. We have entered into a deflationary inflation or a recessionary inflation, and that is the worst thing that can possibly happen. And there's no way out at the present time. Our telephone number, 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. John has Quirk has a farm over in France where he can live and live comfortably. He's, of course, protected his funds, his retirement is, and he actually will be working out of Paris with this company he has, where he retrieves money that has been lost by financial transactions or by shysters who have cheated people out of their funds. But his job is to track them down, fascinating source of information, and the email he sent me just this morning talking about what is going to be happening in Europe as the whole structure of the financial structure begins to collapse. And people are frantically sending the money to the United States, but are not realizing the same thing is going to happen here. And the only reason why we're doing as well as we are is because the government is simply frantically creating money out of nothing. And we're having to borrow certainly well over 1.2 or 1.3 trillion dollars a year to pay our bills. Greece is not going to be able to pay its bills as of next month, not going to be able to pay salaries. The only reason we can pay salaries is because we're borrowing the money to do it. 43 cents out of every dollar the government spends at the present time has to be borrowed. How long do you honestly think that can continue? Well, you don't have to worry because, of course, we're borrowing the money from ourselves. And the Federal Reserve is creating money into the federal treasury to pay our bills. The worst thing we can do is nobody realizes November is 877-254-7754. 877-254-7754. Give us a call.
Taste the difference at Herb's Meats and Specialty Foods, providing natural meats and wild game like elk, buffalo, venison, veal, quail, and duck. Get your delicious homemade soups, stews, sauces, and tamales, pot pies, and desserts to go at Herb's Meats in Broomfield. Call 303-499-8166 or stop by 1000 Depot Hill Road. That's 1000 Depot Hill Road at the intersection of Highway 287 and 10th Avenue in Broomfield. 303-499-8166 or herbsmeats.com. Open 7 days a week.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the children of Israel, and say to them, The feasts of the Lord, which you shall proclaim to be holy convocations, these are my feasts. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is a Sabbath of solemn rest, a holy convocation. You shall do no work on it. It is the Sabbath of the Lord in all your dwellings. Leviticus chapter 23, verse 1 through 3.
Have you been dreaming of new kitchen cabinets? Maybe you want to reface or repair your current ones but think it's too expensive. Are you on a budget but know you need to maximize and organize the storage space in your home, basement, or workplace? What about you gun enthusiasts who would like a customized display cabinet, or those emergency preppers who want a hidden storage unit designed for that unique space? Whether you want quality custom design cabinets, specialty woodwork, or budget repairs, Custom Cabinet Shop can help you with whatever you need. High-end or low-end, remodel, reface, or replace. This family-owned and operated business since 1980 will help you design just about any project. Call 303-340-1390. That's 303-340-1390. Find us on Facebook for your free quote and single on-site visit. Service area is limited.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
I think one of the best financial newsletters available, and he's simply pointing out that the good money managers, the people who really know how to manage money and invest it, they're all turning bearish, getting people out of the stock market. The stock market has peaked and now is on the way down. And we probably will not see any increase in the price of stocks this year. They will continue dropping. The crisis in Europe is deepening. Greece is going to have to leave the euro, as well as several of the other major countries over there. The emerging markets will see a sympathetic response as big capital float will leave Europe in an effort to try to get to safety. But the emerging markets are not a good place to be because certainly they are very vulnerable at the present time. Europe at the present time is in a recession. China certainly is close behind, and the U.S. is actually in an inflationary recession at the present time. Nobody's going to tell you that. They're going to tell you, the GDP is going up, and of course, you're going to have a falling GDP to actually have a recession. And you know what? They're simply lying to us. By their own definition, a recession is two successive quarters with a falling GDP. Well, if you want an honest GDP, that's gross domestic product, you have to have an honest estimation of inflation. And they tell us inflation's only 2% a year. Go to the store. Go and look and see what's happening to the price of clothing, what's happening to the price of food, what's happening to prices all across America. Where I am, gasoline's over $4 a gallon consistently. They keep telling us the price of oil is going down. Well, if it is, then why is the gasoline staying up at the gas stations? And they point out, the price of oil, of silver and gold is going down. It's all manipulated. And, of course, this is only a temporary thing. And the price is going to come back up again. We are in a recession at the present time because if you have an honest gross domestic product, why it has been sinking, the gross domestic product in the United States has been sinking for well over a year. Now, for the time being, the dollar is going to benefit. There's this chaos in Europe. People are going to be looking for a place to put their money. They're mistakenly going to bring it to the United States, thinking that things will be fairly safe here, that our currency is safe, because everybody says it is, and after all, our GDP is rising, but it's not really rising, it's really falling, because they've been lying about the rate of inflation, and if you know what's really going on, you don't believe the papers are controlled, the commodity markets are controlled, the price of oil and gas, and gold and silver are all controlled by the Working Group on Financial Markets. And the people who are manipulating this are making great fortunes. They know what's going to happen to the economy. But, of course, when you're part of the elite, you make out well. If you're not part of the elite and you try to, play the markets, why they'll come after you, as they have with a number of people who got so-called inside information, and crucify them. But what happens to members of Congress who know what's going to happen because of the things they vote on? Well, they make fortunes, and they've been doing this for years. That's why when you go to Congress, you go there as a poor man, and you come out as a rich man. That's why Dianne Feinstein's husband has made almost $500 million, certainly, since she has been a United States Senator. And this is why Lyndon Johnson, when he went to Congress back in the early 1950s, he had to borrow money to get to Congress. And when he left Congress, after having become the senator and then the president, he was one of the richest men in Texas. That is the reality. And that's why I often say, We have the finest congressman that money could buy. Our telephone number, 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. Now, the dollar's going to look pretty good for the time being, because people all throughout the world looking for safety are going to see that Europe is imploding, and they're going to invest in the dollar, but the dollar is not sound. In fact, the Federal Reserve System is churning dollars out. Paper dollars have absolutely no value, and of course, when the dollar collapses, why, of course, these people are going to lose the vast majority of their life savings. The global economies are sliding back into a recessionary depression, but this has to happen, and financial institutions, banks are very, very vulnerable at this time. Commodity prices are going to plunge, and we don't know what will happen to precious metals. We think that they're going to suddenly go down for a time as they're manipulated down, come back again. There's going to be social turmoil all throughout the world, and it's going to get worse and worse right now. Why they burned 80 to 100 buildings over in Greece. I said that the people there are furious because of the austerity measures. They think they're entitled to something, but the tragedy is they're not entitled to anything. And Greece is going to have to continue laying off the government employees, and a significant part of the people there certainly work for the government. In fact, it's so funny that over in Kuwait, I think there's only about 15% of the people who have jobs who don't work for the government. Everybody works for the government over in Kuwait. Kuwait is having real financial problems, too. They can't afford all the people who work for them, and they're starting to lay off people. And the IMF is very concerned about what's going to happen to Kuwait. As they start, the government starts laying off people, but they have even Kuwait, oil-rich Kuwait, is having real financial problems. You can't keep spending more than you're taking in indefinitely without getting into problems, and they are getting into problems. Our telephone number, 877-254-7524. We need you to give us a call, 877-254-7524. But of course, we are now, we've turned the corner, the market's on the way down, and we are going to see this, what I believe to be a inflationary recession in the United States in the coming months and years. So this is going to last for a good long time. An inflationary depression or recession will first fall. But you can't be the nearest one. Hit by our number 877-5475-4. Give us a call.
Herb's Meats and Specialty Foods sells hard-to-find clean meats for your family's table. Cured beef bacon, veal, turkey, and summer sausage, all pork-free. Also all available in collagen casings. That's right, collagen casings and pasture-raised, healthy, no hormones, no antibiotics beef at Herb's Meats and Specialty Foods in Broomfield. Call 303-499-8166 or stop by 1000 Depot Hill Road at the intersection of Highway 287 and 10th Avenue in Broomfield. Ask about shipping.
Join the Beth Messiah Congregation for Pentecost 2012. That's the Feast of Shavuot. When? May 27th. Where? Lake Loveland North Shore Amphitheater. Special guest speaker Rico Cortez. Also our good friend Dr. Lance Thomas. Pack your own lunch and bring a blanket. Call 1-800-205-6245 for more information. That's Shavuot 2012. May the 27th with the Beth Messiah Congregation. Hag Sameach.
If drinking the purest natural artesian water is important to you, then thirst no longer. Fountain of Health, the nation's best natural pure water source located south of Brighton, is tested monthly and free from any surface water contamination. Fountain of Health provides refreshing natural artesian water from the lower Arapaho Aquifer. Bring your sterilized container or buy them at Fountain of Health, 13185 Brighton Road. That's 13185 Brighton Road, open 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Check them out at www.fountainofhealth.cc.
The United States Constitution is a joke to politicians in Washington, D.C. Visit America527.org to help defend America from her enemies, foreign and domestic. We believe in the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the Declaration of Independence. We believe in liberty. We believe that only patriots can keep liberty alive. Work with America527.org to save liberty in America. Visit America527.org today.
Well, I am here. I think our regularly scheduled guest didn't show up this morning, so if you'd like to call, don't be bashful. I number 877-254-7524, but we're simply pointing out that the smart money managers, people who manage billions of dollars, they're all turning bearish, and they're getting out of the market. They're getting out of everything. They simply putting the money into banks, or they're putting them into gold and silver, because gold and silver have just dropped dramatically during the last week to 10 days, and it's all manipulated. You would think if there was a currency crisis in Europe, this would be great for gold and silver, and it would be if we had honest markets, but we don't have honest markets. We have the president's group, Working Group on Financial Markets. The President's Working Group on Financial Markets, the so-called Plunge Protection Team. Now, if you don't believe this is real, fortunately, you have access to the Internet, and you can look it up, and you'll find out it's real. It was established under the Reagan administration just to make sure we didn't have days where the market would drop chaotically and wipe people out, dropping 500, 600, 1,000 points. But once you give government power, why, of course, it will always misuse that power for the advantage of the few. And so basically, the Working Group on Financial Markets, instead of just convening on an occasional basis, is working now almost on a daily basis, manipulating the prices of commodities, of gold and silver, and manipulating the stock market to their advantage. Because if you know what the stock market's going to do, you can make out like a bandit. And if there are no restrictions on what members of Congress or the government or the President's group, Working Group on Financial Markets, does with the advanced knowledge that they have, you better not have any advanced knowledge of what the stock market's going to do, or they'll call it insider trading. When Congress, members of Congress, play the market depending upon what they know is going to happen, why nothing happens. Now, supposedly they're going to pass legislation, and it's been in the hopper, maybe begins to actually prevent the congressman from using their advanced knowledge to their own advantage. But, of course, nothing's going to happen. I mean, do you think Congress is really going to restrict the members of Congress's ability to profit from the advanced knowledge they have? You can't do it, but we have an elite group that runs the country. And, of course, they have to be rewarded, so the elite will see that the members of Congress are fat, dumb, and happy, will go right along with what they're told, and they are well rewarded for the services that they deliver, and they're allowed insider trading, and that's really what it is. It's insider trading for members of Congress, for members of the executive branch of government, for the members of the President's group, a Working Group on Financial Markets. All of them can profit from insider trading, but don't you dare have any advanced knowledge of what's going to happen. Well, our number is 877-254-7524. I'd love to hear from you because I have nothing planned, and so there I'm simply rambling on explaining to you what is happening financially, the fact that the price, the fact that the gold and silver are down because they are being manipulated down. By all rights, of course, they should be up dramatically because of the chaos that is coming to Europe. And the chaos is already in Greece. It is a tempo of violence is increasing in Spain and certainly in Portugal. But it's only a matter of time before it begins spreading to the streets of America. As more and more people here can't get jobs, certainly I know my granddaughter is trained as a teacher, came out of college with a degree, can't get a job. She's working as a waitress. She can't get a regular job as a teacher. The same thing is happening now with nursing students. In the past, it was wonderful to go into nursing, and you got out of school, you could get the job, work as a nurse. And suddenly the people are coming out of school, they can't get a job working as a nurse. Talked to one of our supporters yesterday. His son went to school and got an advanced degree. I don't know what it was, but he couldn't find a job. He had to move back in with my friend, our supporter, and this is happening with so many people going to college, getting degrees, getting out, and they can't find a job. Why? Why? Because we're bringing in people with H-1B visas from other countries to take over those jobs. And, of course, they're not supposed to come in and take jobs, you know, if they're Americans, you could do them. But, of course, they simply falsify the records, and nobody's going to hold the elite who are doing that to task. The whole job of Agenda 21, the purpose of Agenda 21, the master plan for America, is to suddenly send our jobs overseas or to bring people from overseas here to actually take the jobs. Remember the mnemonic WREC, W-R-E-C-K, that's the purpose of Agenda 21. Is to wreck our economy. One, it's a worldwide movement. R, they want to destroy the religious foundation of the country. E, they want to destroy our economy, and that's why we're sending our jobs, our manufacturing, our wealth overseas, and bringing people into this country, certainly both legally and illegally, to take our jobs. They want to destroy the economy and drive our living standards down. It's called creative destruction. They want to create something new, but first of all, they have to destroy the old, which means, of course, destroying our economy, destroying our jobs, and then they can create this wonderful new job, a wonderful new utopia that they intend, or, as Al Gore said, the venting rent. Well, I'm over here to have a program at the American Institute.
If you're spending hard-earned money on supplements, you need to know about BioSuperfood because you're probably shortchanging yourself on nutrition and value. If you're buying products claiming to provide DNA protection from radiation, you're getting ripped off by inferior copycat products because there's no other product developed or researched like BioSuperfood. BioSuperfood is one complete superfood product that addresses radiation poisoning, allergies, arthritis, diabetes, high blood pressure, and other degenerative diseases. BioSuperfood helps digestion, decreases pain and inflammation,
inflammation, increases flexibility, improves heart health and brain function. It boosts your immune system and even inhibits the AIDS virus and cancerous cells. It's an antibacterial, antifungal, and anti-inflammatory. BioSuperfood is not another supplement. It's a whole food and contains over 5,000 nutrients. Call now and ask about your special discounts on your BioSuperfood purchase at 303-257-7576. That's 303-257-7576 or BioSuperfood at hotmail.com. Why do the nations rage and the people plot a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bonds in pieces and cast away their cords from us. Psalm 1, verses 1 through 3.
Holy is the Lord. We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Well, Dan, this is the time when I have to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. If you're out there listening to us, we could certainly use your help. We're trying to keep our 70 stations or outlets every week going, and it's an expensive proposition, especially as we find more and more people having financial problems and really not able to keep up their support for us. And so if you're in a position to help, we'd love to hear from you. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to subscribe to our newsletter and join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, and if you do that, well, you get our four best tapes of the month, plus our monthly newsletter, which now is written by William Grigg, because I just needed to have time for other things, and it was just writing that newsletter for me was just too time consuming. And William is doing a great job, and most people really enjoy what he has to say. And then, of course, we hope that many of you, if you're in position to, will get the various DVDs we have and the various talks we've given, and to really understand what's going on today. Why, let me suggest that we have this new book by Tom Horn called Petrus Romanus. Goes into all the prophecies of what's been going on. It would be the Mayan prophecies, the Aztec prophecies, the Cherokee Indian prophecies, other prophecies from the Hindu faith, the prophecies from the Zohar for the Jewish scribes, the ancient Catholic prophecies of Father Malachi, the prophecies of more recent Catholic clerics, the prophecies of people like Jonathan Edwards, who wrote back in the 1730s, about this time in history that we're experiencing now. You go to the metaphysical bookstores across America, although this isn't covered in the book Petrus Romanus, but all the New Age writings suggest that this year is going to be very dramatic. Ken Fromm told Lindsay Williams that the year 2012 is going to be a turning point for humanity. All of this, I think, is being manipulated by the dark side. Will they be successful in collapsing Western civilization this year? I don't know. Only God knows the answer to that question. But the other side is going to do everything they can to bring us to a climax in the year 2012, 2013. If you'd like to get Petrus Romanus, why, books, any of the books available by calling 1-800-254-7524. I just got a call from one of my friends yesterday telling me what a fascinating book that is. And then, of course, you'd want to get the talk I gave on the forbidden secret. The forbidden secret, and then my talk on the dark secret, and my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. That'll keep you busy if you have those, because it'll help you to really understand what is going on. My number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. RadioLiberty.com.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant